Do you really need to pay for an identity theft protection service? In PC Magazine by Max Eddy on October 31st. With all the data breaches and hacking going on these days, it's hard not to be paranoid. But can identity theft protection services really keep you safe? How identity theft can hurt you. Not long ago, I received an official-looking letter from a government agency. I hoped it was a check. Perhaps some misplaced tax return money. It turned out to be a much-delayed disclosure from the U.S. Office of Personnel Management informing me that my personal information was contained in the millions of records stolen in a mass data breach. Based on the sheer volume of stolen information being disclosed every day, chances are good that you have had, or will someday have, a similar experience. You've probably also received a free subscription to or considered signing up for an identity theft protection service such as LifeLock as a result. These services are popular, but whether or not they work as advertised is another matter. Identity theft is big business. Impersonating someone else in order to commit fraud, such as buying a car, writing bad checks, or even taking out a huge loan, is nothing new. But, as with many other industries, the Silicon Age has revolutionized fraud, too. The massive government and industry data breaches of the last 10 years mean that an enormous amount of personal information is floating around the darker corners of the web. Add to that the information we freely give away on social media, and fraudsters have their choice of sources for personal information. But stolen information isn't always turned into identity theft, at least not right away. Instead, the thieves who steal the data will often sell it on dark web marketplaces, perhaps pulling some low-level fraud with the easiest bits of information they discover. Some of the purchasers of that information will then combine it with other stolen information to create more robust dossiers of data breach victims. The marketplace for stolen information is a vibrant one. This process of selling, collating, and reselling will go on and on, sometimes generating enough information to answer any security question or secure any loan a fraudster would desire. It's the ease with which this information can be purchased and turned into fraud that identity theft protection services claim to work against. What do identity theft protection services really do? You're probably already familiar with services such as LifeLock and ID Shield. Although we call these companies identity theft protection services, they really don't prevent identity theft. Instead, these services let you monitor several key warning signs of identity theft in one place, provide automated alerts in the event of a detectable threat, and, most importantly, supply remediation to help you recover. To actually prevent your identity from being stolen, you'd have to control your personal information very tightly. I believe this is a lost cause, and that the information needed to steal the identity of almost anyone is already available. It's not really possible to engage in our modern late capitalist economy without surrendering personal information. You need to pay for things with your credit card. You need to provide addresses for shipping and billing. And sometimes you need to hand over your Social Security number for verification purposes. We trust companies and organizations to safeguard this information, but they have too often proven poor custodians of our data. Mass data breaches have put the personal information of millions, if not billions, of individuals into the hands of ne'er-do-wells. Credit card and bank fraud are some of the most common kinds of fraud, and also the easiest to remediate. It's much harder to tell when a thief uses your personal information in subtle ways. Opening a bank account or even taking out a loan in your name is harder to detect than buying gas with a stolen credit card. The credit reporting and monitoring from identity theft protection services would help you spot and correct these problems before they blow up in your face. In some cases, you might not even be aware of the sheer volume of personal information floating around the internet. All the identity theft protection services I've ever seen offer some kind of monitoring that compares the personal information you provide to a list of personal information known to be leaked or even already for sale on shady marketplaces. Sometimes, crooks needn't go as far as the dark web. Social media already encourages oversharing, plenty of which can be used by would-be thieves. That said, credit reports carry their own particular baggage. The credit rating from Equifax, for example, was recently the victim of a major data breach. The ensuing investigation revealed that the company hadn't done enough to protect user data. That its data would be stolen was almost a foregone conclusion. And that's not to mention the morally dubious practice of rating humans based on their ability to carry massive debt. Yeah, but I digress. How much does identity theft protection cost? As with most things these days, you can get a subscription to an identity theft protection service for about as much as you pay for Netflix. ID Shield costs $9.95 per month for a personal account, and LifeLock charges $9.99. ID Shield provides the same protections regardless of the plan you purchase. More on this later. But LifeLock has a tiered system. The entry-level plan gets you the core features, including hands-on remediation should your identity be stolen. The company has pricier plans for $19.99 and $29.99 per month that add more features. If you want to enroll more than just yourself into any of these plans, you'll have some trouble. Because of the nature of the information being monitored, you can't open an account on behalf of another adult. For LifeLock, this means that your spouse or significant other must buy their own plan in order to benefit from the service. ID Shield, on the other hand, offers a family plan that enrolls you, your spouse, and up to 8 minor children into separate accounts for a flat $19.95 per month. Monitoring the credit reports of kids might sound ridiculous, but consider that the average child probably isn't keeping a close eye on their credit rating. A savvy thief can take advantage of this fact and perhaps get away with crimes for decades before anyone notices. LifeLock will let you add offspring for $5.99 per child with its LifeLock Junior plan. Scammers often target the elderly for the same reason they might target children. It's less likely someone will catch on right away. In general, older persons are prime targets for scammers because they may have large savings or receive regular benefit payments, and also may not be technically savvy enough to catch on to a scam. LifeLock offers a senior plan that allows a customer to add 2 parents to their plan for $19.99. Another leader in identity theft protection space is AllClear ID. Unlike ID Shield and LifeLock, the only way to get AllClear ID is through an employer or other large organization. In fact, AllClear ID is provided in the aftermath of mass data breaches in the hope of reducing the fallout. You can't buy a plan outright anymore, but you may find that you already have coverage. What about my personal information? In order to spot your personal information, identity theft protection services first need your personal information. Interestingly, the number of addresses and such that you can have monitored differs by service. ID Shield, for example, monitors 1 social security number, 1 driver's license, and 1 passport number. It also keeps an eye on 10 email addresses, credit card numbers, bank account numbers, and other store cards, as well as 11 phone numbers. LifeLock, on the other hand, monitors 1 social security number, driver's license, and mother's maiden name. It also watches out for up to 5 physical addresses, phone numbers, and email addresses, with an additional 10 bank account numbers. LifeLock customers can also opt to give LifeLock limited read-only access to their bank accounts. This allows the company to watch out for potentially fraudulent transactions. Think of it like Mint.com, but without all the financial planning tools. Instead, you set your own custom bank alerts for LifeLock to monitor. as far as I have seen, LifeLock is the only service to offer this feature. The best defense is a strong recovery. Simply knowing that you might be the victim of identity theft doesn't help much. When your identity has been stolen, you want action, and Identity Theft Protection Services can provide it. When subscribers have an identity theft emergency, these services say they will assign you an individual who will help guide you through the process of getting your life back on track. This can be little things like replacing a credit card, or big things like tackling fraudulent loans or managed debt collection services. In all cases, these companies will need a limited power of attorney in order to do what needs to be done. Typically, these companies put some kind of monetary figure on how much protection you receive. ID Shield, for example, says it will spend up to $5 million to restore your identity. For LifeLock, it's $1 million. This figure includes the hours, lawyer's fees, and other expenses incurred in undoing the damage of identity theft. LifeLock, however, now goes even further by providing reimbursement in addition to advice and hands-on assistance. This isn't just for fraudulent purchases, but expenses you may incur while working to reclaim your identity, such as lost wages and more. At the lowest tier, LifeLock will provide up to $25,000 of reimbursements and up to a $1 million at the highest tier. Although these services sound like insurance policies, most are not. All Clear ID, however, does claim to offer an insurance policy with its service. In addition to the identity recovery service, the zero deductible policy covers $2,000 of lost wages, $1,000 of travel expenses, $2,000 of elder or child care, $1,000 of legal counsel fees, and $1,000 for incurred CPA costs. However, as stated above, All Clear ID isn't available for individual purchase, but is provided by other organizations. Does identity theft protection work? I've been writing about identity theft on and off for the last 2 years, and this was the very question that I could never adequately answer. That's a problem, because at PC Mag, our job is to answer the questions of consumers before they buy a device or a service. When we review phones, for example, we put them through a series of tests to determine their battery life, processor speeds, and so forth. For antivirus and other security products, we use a combination of hands-on testing and certified results from third-party research labs to figure out if they'll actually keep you safe. There is no way that I can attempt to stage an identity theft and gauge how one of these companies responded. I could sign up for these services, I could look through their offerings and compare the numbers, but I cannot answer if they can actually do what they say on the tin. Which is why we at PC Mag have decided not to include a rating or editor's choice designations for any of these products. Instead, we try to provide the best data so you, gentle reader, can make an informed decision. Other ways to protect your identity. First and foremost, get a password manager. Passwords aren't the best authenticator, but they are still the most used solution. Make sure that your passwords are actually protecting your accounts by using a different password for each. Better yet, let the password manager generate and remember all your passwords. This one step will prevent identity thieves from gaining control of accounts you already have. Go even further by activating two-factor authentication on every service that supports it. There are many ways to do this. Receiving a one-time passcode by SMS, generating a code with an app like Google Authenticator or an RSA token, and even using hardware solutions like the YubiKey. Pick whatever makes the most sense to you. When coupled with strong passwords, two-factor authentication makes it much harder to take control of your accounts. One of the major selling points of identity theft services is that they offer credit reports from the major credit reporting agencies. You can request your own annual credit reports for free, or you can use a service like Credit Karma to keep an eye on anything that might adversely affect your credit rating. LifeLock is the only identity theft protection service we've yet seen that offers bank account monitoring. However, you can take direct control of your finances with personal finance software. Some of those not only manage your accounts, but let you quickly spot potential fraud. Keep in mind that banks and credit card companies are very, very good at detecting fraud too. And if you live in the U.S., the FDIC and consumer protection laws are on your side. Despite these legal protections, credit and debit card numbers are frequently stolen. You can beef up your shopping security with services like Abind Blur that lets you shop using virtual credit cards. These virtual cards are linked to existing cards you already own, but can be regenerated or disposed of at your leisure. And if one of the virtual cards is stolen, you can just delete it. Your real credit card information remains hidden. This technology has actually been around for a long time, and it powers services like Android Pay and Apple Pay. Should I sign up for an identity theft protection service? Fundamentally, the decision of how to protect yourself from identity theft comes down to peace of mind and trust. If you feel that you would rest easier knowing that you, and perhaps your family, had a service on hand that would swoop in and at least have some idea of what to do in the case of identity theft, then you should sign up for one of these services. If that feels too much like throwing money away on a monthly basis, then you shouldn't. More than any single service, these companies are selling the promise of fewer worry-filled nights. But trust is important too. It's worth remembering that in order to sign up for these services, you have to hand over the very information that you want protected. For some, that might be too much to ask. Whatever else you take away from this discussion, I hope that you have some understanding of the very real problem created by mass data breaches. It is very likely that at least some of your personal information is out on the internet already. Maybe it's in pieces spread across many different vendors. Maybe it has been collated together into an identity theft-ready dossier. Identity theft protection services are a kind of protection, but the real solution is holding companies accountable for exposing your information. Until that happens, perhaps at the federal level, it's unfortunately up to us to look out for ourselves.